I think the Northland seat was probably the biggest upset of the election.
I guess from anyone else's point of view, maybe that might be the case. But for me, I've been working at it for 9 months, so I was really confident that I would have done enough to get across the line. But always, I mean, I'm still not out of the woods. I mean, there's still special votes to count, but I felt that that I'd done enough to get across the line. And so when the result came through, it was just it was a huge feeling of achievement, I guess, you know, it was really positive for me and my family. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the region's supported you and they've looked at you as being the person capable of being that voice for them in Parliament. So, first few days in the job, how's it been?
I can tell you, Matt, my feet have not hit the ground. It has been incredible. I'm straight to Wellington and we're on a 2-week induction course. So we're basically being told how to become an MP. And I can tell you, it's information overload. But we have met up with a lot of the other new MPs from the other side of the house as well, the Labor MPs, and it's been really good. We're all in the same boat. We're all new guys. We're all trying to find our feet, find our way, and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is your big thing that you're going to push? Your first big push for Northland as a new MP?
Well, my first job is to get around and thank everyone that supported me and voted me in, because that's huge. I wouldn't be here without that support. The other thing is that, you know, we're on the radar now in Northland, and for a number of reasons. And like, we're at the SPID project today. It's one of the 10 bridges that was promised. And I just want to keep us on the radar, keep us front and centre. It's an exciting time. It's never been a better time to be a Northlander, in my view. And I really, I just want to keep the attention on the North as long as I can.
Okay, last question. I know that everyone was trying to chuck out little tokens to you and let you know subliminally maybe what they were hoping for the area. What are some of those suggestions that may have stood out to you this morning?
I think for me, the fact that we've got a bad reputation up here, but I don't think it's deserved. I think that P word, that potential, that one of the speakers spoke about is huge for me. And I really truly believe that we're on the edge of some really exciting times in Northland. You know, we've traditionally been portrayed as this down and out sort of neglected place, and I think those days have ended. And I'm really looking forward to being the MP that's going to take us forward and hopefully good times for all of us.